Hey, 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 what's up, party people?
Let's go!
Chip has a fucking podcast. Chip has a fucking podcast. Chip has a fucking podcast. Chip has a fucking podcast.
Fuck yeah!
I can hear you. I can hear you, Chippa.
Okay, I'm going to pop in, but you guys got to like look confused. Like, where is he? Is he okay? Someone say like, I heard something bad happened to Chippa and I got like a whole story I'm going to tell.
Okay.
All right. So hold on. Let me back off. Don't let my voice be on it. And then you guys talk like, I heard something bad happened to Chippa and I'll come right in with this story and you try not to cry.
Okay.
This feels like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, this is for Valentine's Day. So wait till you hear the story I got. All right. Okay. I'm going to back off and not say nothing.
Okay.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
You guys just act like, you heard something happen to Chippison and you're upset and concerned and whatnot. Right, things of that nature.
That was right what we were doing.
Hey, guys. Okay. I heard something.
What did you hear, Matt? What happened? I'm nervous.
Me too.
I have some bad news.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I heard something happened to Chip.
What?
That was all a misunderstanding.
Oh, my God.
All a misunderstanding.
Chip.
Yeah, no, I know. It's okay. Wow. Yeah, no. I was out on my Valentine's Day date. And it was really nice. We had a really nice time. That's why I'm a little bit late, if you know what I'm talking about, you know.
I heard something bad had happened. So that's good to hear that was wrong.
Well, no, because I was making up a list. We're going to start. Welcome, Matty Eisman. Welcome, Anthony. Welcome, Zia. Drinking out of your Pekka's mug. I see that. The lady.
Always, of course.
There's a good girl. There's a good girl for daddy. Now, I
doesn't want a Pekka's mug.
What's that? Yeah, a lot of people don't, unfortunately. Believe me. You ever put your Pekka in a mug and show it to a girl? Believe me, I don't care for it. Anyway, Matty, welcome.
Teabagging in the Pekka's mug. I'm sorry.
Oh, look at that.
We're going to have to edit that out because it was a little vulgar for a lady.
Sorry. It was, yeah.
Now, listen. Like a lady. Matty, been checking out before I get to the Valentine's Day. Checking out your show, The Rescue People of From Out of Town. It's a good show.
That's it. Thank you, Chip. It's a live rescue. You can see right behind you. You would be someone who would need rescuing and Rescue Cam, which is the show that's currently airing Friday nights on A&E. You see it's footage, footage from cameras, from body cams, where you are taken inside as people. You see the most amazing rescues, first responders, and also citizen heroes, sometimes average people just in the right place and doing the right thing.
Oh, I'm really sure that happened. I'm sure Chip has stories about him saving people.
You think so? Yeah. And when you said it, believe me, it takes you inside. I'm like, you ought to give this to a gynecologist, you know. But I didn't want to be too fresh. You know, Anthony knows what I'm saying. Look at him, the son of a gun.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Chip.
But yeah, I've saved a few people too, you know.
But Chip, I think these would be great stories that probably the viewers of Rescue Cam and Live Rescue would love to have shared with them.
Well, you know what? I could be like a special guest that comes on every week and you could go like, say something happens, like there's a fire or something like behind me. I could say, yeah, but what, it was a mud flood. One time I was out in San Bernardino and there was a flood and I seen a lady floating by in a chair and I pushed the chair to get her out of the flood's way.
Did you get her out of the flood's way?
Yes, but unfortunately, it was onto the train tracks. I made a slight calculation error. Thank God there wasn't a train coming. That would have been another story.
So she was okay.
Yeah, she was okay. Thank the good ending. Lord. Yeah. She thanked me. She's like, oh, God, you're a hero. I'm like, please, quiet people. She's talking.
You know, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich.
That's really true. I learned that from Cornbread Earl and Me. I always said Cornbread Earl and Me. He's a food, right?
Yeah.
So did you guys have a nice Valentine? Now we're going to cut this part out because this is going to air Valentine's Day. Now I know we could all be dead. Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, God forbid.
I know. I'm just saying. So this could air posthumously. So let me ask you, did you have a nice Valentine's Day today? Because today is Valentine's Day today.
Yeah, today was a very nice day. Yep.
What'd you do?
Oh, my favorite thing to do on Valentine's Day and also the day after is go to the store, because that's when all the candy is like 50 to 70% off and you just go nuts. Like, that's really all I need for Valentine's Day. It's freaking great.
Or yeah, or like, you go mounds if you're not feeling like a nut.
Look at
there
that.
There you go. Do you remember that song? Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. I used to sing that a lot.
Chip, when did you date Almond Joy?
Well, you know, it's funny. I dated Mounds for many years. And then I'm like, Chipperson, thanks to Norton, you're an Almond Joy guy. You can't help yourself. He says, all right. You know, it ain't my preference, but, you know, I'm stuck with him. Yeah, I'm stuck with him, you know.
Yeah, you got a little pack a couple of nuts in there. Oh, Lord.
I can't get over how much I love Chippa Dangerfield here.
I'd be honest, it just kind of flows out of me, you know, once in a while. It's just I'm a regular guy, and I like to let people know that I'm a regular guy. You know, I'm just like everybody. They keep me up on a pedestal. I says, bring me down, you know, bring me to earth.
Very good.
So listen, I was making like a list, like the top three times that your Valentine's date has either left you in the restaurant or went to the bathroom and had sex with someone while you sat at the table.
You have enough for a list?
Yeah, I only put my top three. Oh, God. Yeah. But I was wondering, like, I'm sure that's happened to everybody. Anthony, what's your worst Valentine's Day date?
I don't think I've ever had a bad one that I would remember. It was usually a nice evening out, either casually or, you know, romantically. But, you know, a gift are exchanged and pleasantries, a nice dinner, and then maybe a movie, and then, you know.
And then butt stuff, because that's for Valentine's Day.
Oh, wait, hold on a second, if you don't mind, Aunt. Let me jump over to the lady.
I do mind.
Yeah, the butt stuff on Valentine's Day.
Now it's for special occasions.
Oh,
that's terrible.
You know what? You joke, but I've said to girls, I was out with Jenny Floofkin. Jenny Floofkin was a really cute girl. And I said to her, you know, it's Valentine's Day, so I hope we're going to make this puppy stink later.
What a
That's
wonderful
really
day.
Romantic.
What a wonderful day to gorge yourself with chocolate.
You better watch Hallmark doesn't steal that one. That's a good one.
So, yeah, hold on a second, babe. So
it's called Let's Make It Stink, starring Candace Cameron Bure.
Now, let me ask you something, babe. So, special, like, sensual stuff on Valentine's Day happened?
Yeah, always. You got to. It's kind of like you have to. There's something about it. I would rather do that, I feel like, than a date. You know what I mean?
Just the date's quiet, home, kind of nice, casual.
Dirty fun.
Give me candy. Just make sure you give me dirty candy. Fun.
You like that good candy, huh?
Good dirty fun. But Matt's right. That's a bad day for butt stuff if you're eating a whole bunch of candy and whatnot.
Oh, if you time it out right, you're fine.
I guess
you just
got
to make sure. There's like a window. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. But Jesus. I've made the mistake and the window has been at the wrong time. And all of a sudden the mud came through the window. Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Was it really a mistake?
Yeah, she lied. She told me she quit. She's like, no, I haven't had any candy. And I looked down. I'm like, someone told a fib. We laughed about it, you know. So, Matt, what did you do on your Valentine's Day? Do you ever have a bad Valentine's Day date?
Oh, my God. I think probably the worst Valentines were in elementary school and junior high when you'd have crushes and you'd go to put a card in your crush's desk and you'd see 47 other cards that looked a lot bigger, better, and with better penmanship and candy than you had.
Yep.
And you thought, I'm just going to throw this right in the trash can where it belongs.
That was a sad day. I do remember that. Like some of the more popular people would get a lot of Valentines from the girls and, you know, be sitting there going, oh, what am I? Piece of garbage.
Yes.
Yesterday's tomatoes. Yes.
My desk was like my
easily
heart.
Answered.
It was empty.
So wait, would you not? Now, Anthony, would you not get a Valentine's Day card?
I would maybe get one or two, but maybe.
It's
you know?
Funny. I can't really vividly recall a specific or a really special Valentine's Day incident, like Christmas, even Thanksgiving. There are times with significant others where the holidays stood up, but maybe that's why I'm not married.
You know what? Yeah. Believe me, I one time pulled the fast one. Melba Flufkin, she was Jenny's sister. They were pretty girls, the three. The Flufkin sisters were hot tomatoes.
Hey, the Flufkin sisters.
They were sorority sisters with Fawn Leibowitz.
Yeah.
I would do the Fonzie impression. It's funny. Hey, the Flufkins. What are you, like Tuscaderos and whatnot and things of that nature? You know, they understood.
Good one.
So Melba Flufkin, right? Everybody would leave cards in a desk, but I left one and it said, hey, I've been watching you and I'm going to make you bleed. If you need safety, you should go out with Chipperson.
Wow. So it was a threat.
It was from someone else.
It was helping somebody. But then she called me. She's like, do you know anything about this? I'm like, no, I don't. But I guess we should go out.
Oh, wow.
Did she go out with you?
Yep.
Did you protect her from this person that was going to hurt her?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. We went to Fuddruckers, and it was on Valentine's Day. We were at Fuddruckers, and I was at the table, and she excused herself and went to the bathroom, and her and the waiter were gone for 2 hours.
Two hours? Who is this waiter?
I don't know, but he was a kid that played. He was a football player from the school, and she goes, oh, I love his little buttons, Chipper. And then they were both gone, and I walked into the restroom, and they were coming out of the stall, and she said he was fixing my lashes. I was like, okay, Melba.
Oh, God. I just said, Melba, you're the toast of the town. Get it?
No.
It's Melba toast, Chip.
See, Zia, because you're a cutie patootie, you probably always had guys wanting you to be their Valentine.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, I did have a guy that I was dating when I was probably like 14 or 15 who didn't have a car. So he hitchhiked to bring me a box of chocolates and some flowers. That was nice.
That's romantic.
He did. Yeah. He left him on the gate of my house.
Oh, what, did you reward him with a kiss?
I did. You know what? He did get a kiss for that later. Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah. A little smooch. Do tell.
I mean, that was really all there was to it. But then I found out later that that guy told a friend of mine that he was just trying to sleep with me and then he was going to bail. And I was like, cool.
Okay.
That's a strong rap to put out to the girl you like's friend.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not going to get back to her.
Yeah. I don't know why he thought that he wasn't going to tell me, but I was like, well, that's nice. This is a nice
the guy that told you was probably trying to get into your pants.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
The constant battle between girls and their pants.
That's
and the
right.
guys that want to get in them.
Believe me,
wore pants that much. Jeez.
What did
your
you
skirt?
Yeah, you got to be careful because I'm the type of friend, Zia, if you ever need a friend to talk, I could be that friend that you could talk to when you have a problem.
Oh, thanks, Chip. You really just want to listen to like my problems and help me get through them.
That's right.
Nice
and I'll tell you all about what's wrong with the guys you're with. Like, oh, that guy's just trying to get into your slacks.
My slacks.
Yeah. Trying to and get then, go ahead. What's up, Bob? Sorry.
The girl will then go like, oh, you're such a good friend and give you the friend hug. And then you'll go home thinking, you know, you're going to be her boyfriend. And
yep.
And then she works out.
And then she drops the, oh, he's like a brother to me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like my brother. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a girl say that to me. She's like, you're my brother. And I was like, incest is best. You know? I think we'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
It's a very popular category on Pornhub.
I don't like that anywhere. Stuff. Because one time, one of my aunts tried to get all fresh with me while we were slow dancing.
At a
Your
wedding
aunts did?
Yeah, we were at a wedding.
How old were you, Chip?
What's that?
How old were you?
I was 24. And we were slow dancing, and all of a sudden, her head started to go down my chest and down towards my belt buckle. And I was like, you're being fresh. I screamed at her. And then someone told me, oh, she's having a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, all right. I feel kind of silly. Thank God. You know, we were able to save her. She was okay. We left.
Call 911 and get the emergency crews there and then match
it. Oh, I screamed at her.
You broke her heart.
Oh, see?
Little heartbreaker. That's what my mother told me. She goes, Chipper, you're a heartbreaker. She goes, I can't believe Aunt Walona fell for you like that. We laughed about it when she was okay. But I thought she was hitting on me. I screamed at her. A little older than me.
How much older?
He's 84.
Oh, jeez.
I was 24, 60
years.
And
you thought she was picking or trying to make a move on you.
Right there on the dance floor. I was like, what is she doing? I mean, sure, it's standing up at attention, but she doesn't have to do it.
You gave her the wrong idea, Chip. You let her on.
Oh, God. It's so terrible.
Guess what Melba Floofkin missed out on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. When I was 18, I was a senior in high school, and I had a crush on the prettiest girl in school, and I got her to go to a French restaurant with me. She finally, Helen Flem. She was
How'd
the
you
pretty,
ask her out? That's pretty courageous, Jim.
I walked right up to her. And I said, look, I know that a lot of people think that I'm a piece of garbage and my mother is obese and an alcoholic and people tease me about picking my nose and eating it a lot. But I could show you what a real relationship is.
And that was, it worked? That line?
That sounds like you're paraphrasing a Foreigner song.
I want to know. Yo, the Jukebox Hero, whenever that song would come on, I would always point and go, yo, 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 this is kind of about me.
Jukebox Hero.
Yeah, it would be like a Jukebox Hero. And I would kind of point at myself. I would say, tell me they're not singing about me, babe.
Oh.
It makes sense. Yeah.
Helen
Did you buy
Flem.
A guitar from a secondhand store?
Didn't know how to play it, but I knew for sure. It's karaoke time.
Chip would just be there like, yeah, this is song's all about me.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Which is this, it's the same song as Shooting Star by Bad Guy.
Yeah, it's Shooting Star.
Same thing. Died one night, died, like they both die. Like really, it's a cautionary tale. Don't be a rock star.
That's right.
I said to the girl, I said, I remember when I got my first six string. Was the summer of 89.
Oh, 89 now.
I used to sing that. I graduated in 89 and we used to say that.
Did you?
Those were
cool.
The best years of my life.
Yep. That was it too. It was the last year you could do that because 90 didn't really work. So.
No, it didn't. Yeah. But I want to know, how did Jody's marriage work out?
We should have known we'd never get far.
Yeah, I know Jimmy quit. You know, Jimmy had to quit. He had them charges coming up, you know.
A band with a guy named Jody's probably not going very far.
No, not at all. We don't know if it was a guy or a girl, Jody, but we got to assume it was a guy named Jody. And the other guys would probably tease him and go, come here, lady name. And he's like, I'm just going to get married. I can't handle this anymore. Oh, now, come here, boy. So, yeah, Helen was really late.
Helen Flem?
Helen Flem, yeah. But
hottest
it's not
girl in school.
Hottest, but it's not spelled the way that the gross way.
P-A, right. P-H, right?
L-E-G-M. That's how you spelled her name.
That is the disgusting way. F-L-E-M, I think.
Yuck.
Oh, that's the gross way.
Yeah,
there's Fleming. I've heard of Fleming. Like Peggy Fleming, the skater.
Sure, yeah. The act of to phlegm.
Yeah, it's when you're phlegming.
Yeah. No, but me and Helen, she was supposed to be there at 7:30. She showed up at 9:45.
Ooh, late.
And I might have overwhelmed her a little because she sat down and she was just taking her mittens off. And I said, come on, boys. And the waiters brought over 60 balloons I had bought her. And they said, Chippa loves Helen. And they put them on her chair and all around the table. And everybody in the restaurant applauded.
That's romantic.
Really romantic.
This was a first date?
Yeah, she only had one. She had only gotten one mitten off before I said, come on, boys. She was trying to take her coat off.
It's strong.
Yeah, it was a bit much.
Crap.
How did she respond?
She goes, I'll be right back. And she left.
Oh,
she didn't come back.
So that's one of the top on your list as far as leaving you at the restaurant.
Number two.
And then the with the waiter in the bathroom.
That was number one.
But you have three. You have another one?
I don't want to talk about the time me and Frieda Moskowitz, we were making out in the back of the restaurant. And then five of her adult sons came in and pistol whipped me.
Adult sons.
How old was she?
I don't want to say.
Oh, no.
Rita Moskowitz. She was my grandmother's friend.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
You really have a wide array of tastes in women.
Yeah, she really liked to kiss.
Oh, really?
You've certainly had some passionate Valentine's days.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it. You damn Skippy I have. I appreciate you noticing, my friend.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, you're not a married man, but you're a handsome stud on TV, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yeah.
So let me, the ladies must throw themselves at you. Zia, let me ask you, you're a lady. And if you weren't so into Chipperson, like,
Chip would does Matt have my heart.
By the way, would Dr. Matt Eisenman be attractive?
Hold on, I do have my white coat. Where am I wearing it?
I forgot you're a doctor too. God damn it. Women love doctors. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have like 10 girlfriends?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
That is surprising.
No. I know. Valentine's Day has been, I've turned to Chip to keep me company on this day.
Oh, that's what I'm here to do.
You know, your old friends keep you warm when your heart is feeling cold.
That's right. That's why I got the fire going. Believe me, you know, I don't want to be chilly today, you know, my lady. But I'm wearing my festive hat, you know.
Like that's festive?
Yeah.
There's a little festive, a gold band got in there. Yeah.
Nice vibe to it. Let me ask you something, Zia. How come your cup don't say nothing on it?
Oh, well, you see, it's this really cool disappearing cup. You have to make it warm. It's because I've drank all my tea and it disappears. Look how cool that is. So when you put the hot liquid in, you can see the Pekkas.
It could be like a secret club with your friends.
Exactly. It's the Pekkas Club.
Yeah, it's a cool club. What kind of tea you like? Let's go down this rabbit hole. Forget about it.
It's very interesting for people.
It's a magical cup. It makes Pekkas disappear.
Yeah.
All right, forget it. You've opened up the floodgates. You set me up. Come on, hit it out of the park. It makes Pekkas disappear. What is it? A Lorena Bobbitt cup?
Ah, there you go.
That's a pretty good one.
She did that. A little more recent reference might be good, but that's good.
Okay. Oh, wait. You make Pekkas disappear. What are you? Cancer and a prick that Lefty had in Donnie Brasco?
Lefty. Cancer and prick. Donnie. Come here, Donnie.
Cancer and a prick.
Cancer and a prick. Honey,
but all kidding aside, babe, let's get the younger people. Let's spill the tea.
We're going to spill the tea. Okay.
Oh, no, don't spill your tea.
Oh.
Now that means kind of gossip.
I got it. Okay.
I'm going to spill your tea.
Perfect sense.
What kind of tea do you like? Yeah, mint jasmine lady? Do you prefer an old English?
This
chamomile?
Chamomile's nice. This is apple cinnamon.
Yeah, that's cool. Chamomile sucks. Fucking hate chamomile.
You don't like chamomile?
No, I don't.
Lipton tea is fine with me. I don't give a shit. I don't need any special tea.
I'd prefer chama snack.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, see?
Or how about camera off? You know, if you got an extra one, you can hand it over, you know.
I'm having so much fun, man.
I got to blow my nose. Chamomile
snack. Oh, Matt.
Yeah, you know what my favorite tea is, though? I like a hibiscus.
Hibiscus is good. Yeah. It has a nice floral flavor to it.
That's what I like. Flowers.
You're a tea connoisseur.
I'm really not. I only just started drinking tea this month because I'm cold as fuck. Because I'm really cold.
Cold as fudge.
Cold as fudge. Thank you. I did, Chip. I didn't want to be vulga in front of you.
I almost said fuck.
I did.
Vulga. Hey, Matt, I thought I saw you. Were you hosting a show where they had cameras in the courtrooms during?
That was Dan Abrams. He was doing court cam.
That was him. I guess a commercial came on for your show.
Yeah, they were
show.
Probably teasing because my show was airing right after. Okay. Rescue Cam was right after.
That was pretty interesting. There's some crazy stuff that goes on in those courtrooms.
Some people don't like the verdicts that come down. And they decide not to wait for the appeals court. They're going to make their voice heard and make it heard now.
And some people don't understand cursing out the judge will not get you a lighter sentence and probably gets you contempt charges.
And flying over the bench, like that moment when you're midair going, this is probably a horrible idea. I'm going to stay in jail a long time for this.
I yelled at a judge one time.
Oh, man.
Yup.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was driving my car with a suspended license, right?
Illegal. Driving dirty.
I was a little tipsy too. You know, I had like 7-10 beers. It's like you're pulled over, right? You're pulled over and they go, whose car is this? I'm like, I don't know. So I'm pulled over, right? And I go before the judge.
He's
trying to throw me in the pokey. And he goes, I'm going to sentence you to 90 days. And I says to him, I says, Your Honor, you know why you don't hear no gobbling? Because I don't give a turkey.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you really told him.
That's a good one.
I can't imagine the judge stood for that in his courtroom.
Nah, he didn't. He gave me 6 months. He said I was in contempt. Yes. I thought that meant like I was doing well, so I kept doing it.
Oh, no. You thought contempt was a good thing.
Like that, I thought that was like the zone. I was in the zone.
Right. You're in the contempt zone.
Yo, this contempt, you know, like that's good. So I was like,
it sounds a lot like content, which is happy and pleasant and nice. You're content or contempt.
But I could see this confusion. Scene. It feels like a scene from a movie, like Chippa needing to be heard in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and just having to have that moment where he has the monologue.
Right.
The Oscar monologue right there.
That's right, Matt. You're right. Like, I feel like I've written a play where I played a lawyer and my client was falsely accused. He was falsely accused of selling coupons on the black market.
Coupons?
Yeah.
On the black market? There's a black market for coupons?
I didn't know this.
In this movie, there is. Yeah, this is called The Falsely Accused Average Man.
Oh, wow.
And I had a big speech at the end. I'm like, if this man goes to jail, I'm going to jail and you're going to jail.
I like it.
It almost sounds like you're out of order. You're out of order.
That's what every producer I pitched it to told me. And they're like, you can't name your client Henry B. Fleming. It sounds too much like Henry T. Fleming, which was the judge's name.
But B is different.
You can't.
That's what I said, babe. I said B is different. Yeah. I'm like, if you think a T is a B, you know, give me a call tomorrow. You know, I didn't.
It's also like a nice homage to that which came before.
Yeah. Hey, babe, your knee is showing.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. No more of that.
That was a little too much, huh?
Yeah.
No more of that. You can't take it.
Zia, that looks like Gryffindor or King Richard the Lionheart.
It's Gryffindor.
It's Gryffindor. Okay.
It is. Yeah. That's also the Great Hall behind me.
Is that your shirt?
It's a dress.
And I figured you'd be all up on Harry Potter.
I really, I should be, but I really don't know much about Harry Potter. I watched the first one when it came out and I was just kind of like, they're a kid's movie. And then, you know, they're 40 years old when the last one was done. Yeah. I never really latched in. I was more of a Lord of the Rings guy that was around at the same time. I like Lord of the Rings.
I have a map of Middle Earth on my wall.
Do you?
Oh, yes. I love the Lord of the Rings too.
What's Middle Earth, babe? I never seen it.
It's right in the middle of High Earth and Low Earth.
Oh, that name fits then.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, you know what? I might say much obliged.
Today, the other day, I was on Alex Jones's show, and then I had him on my show on Thursday, last Thursday. But he looked at my background here, which is authentic. It's not a fake background.
Right. And I hate those.
He said it looks very waspy, and he's waiting for Judge Smales to watch it. It was very funny of Alex.
I would have said to him, if he said that to me, Judge Smith, go ahead. I'll be you. You be Alex. We're chilling out.
All right. Yeah, I like the background you got there. Whose house is that? It looks pretty waspy. Was Judge Smales going to walk in?
Well, it seems like somebody enjoyed Caddyshack.
Oh,
Nothing's a bigger jab than just a plain fact or opinion that might be true.
But it was an astute observation. I'll give you that.
Astute observation.
Thank you, Matty I. Thank you. I could have just said, hey, do I get a free bowl of soup with this?
Ah, there you go. That's from Caddyshack.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Remember Rodney Dangerfield in that one?
I sure do.
Or Lacey Underall. Do you remember those people, Zia? You ever see Caddyshack?
I did see Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. Wait, Caddyshack. What is that? Another movie?
Mistakes were made.
Is that another? Wow, you nailed her with that one, Chip.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That was a good one.
I don't know how you're coming back from that, Zia.
Yeah, Caddyshack. Okay, now we know what your head's at.
I can say words good.
It gets crazy, Matt. You come on here. Believe me, the wheels come off and I'm driving the bus right into Heckville.
Yeah, I got to vouch for Chip on that one, Matt.
That's right.
We take a little detour to Darnet Town.
Oh, you see the fire coming off of you right now, Chip, because you're hot.
That's right. I feel like it. Believe me, boom, boom. I'm firing on all cylinders, they once told me. Let me ask you a question. So you shot your pilot. So like, am I going to be in like the show?
It would be, it's actually called Chippatorious is the working title of the new show. We wanted to go with Take Me to the River, but apparently someone else is developing that game show.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I got another one I'm working on too. I mean, not that I like to compete with you for TV time.
Oh boy.
But I'm working on one called So Says You.
Ooh, how do we play?
I like the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. I give a fact. And if you believe me, you go, X marks the spot. And if you think I'm full of tomatoes, you go, so says you.
Oh, I thought it was a sewing contest at first, but I like this one better. So it's like a to tell the truth.
Oh,
yeah, to tell the truth.
And I have to prove if it's a fact by telling you how I know it. Now, the winner is the first person to get 1,500 points without accumulating 30 demerits.
Well, all right. So how many points do you get for a correct answer?
Either one or 70.
What determines whether you get one or 70?
How much time is left in the game?
Okay.
I would say 70 would have to be every time.
Yeah, it's happened. I've had a couple games go 7-8 hours and people are like, we're just not enjoying this. Yeah, but it's a good game. Everybody who plays it loves it. Okay, I'll give you one.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Celebrity version. I only got a couple. And maybe if you guys got one, you could throw it at me and then I could hold on a second.
Do we have to ring in or something or?
What kind of ring sound would you make?
Sounds like you're still spitballing this whole thing.
No, I'm just thinking like, hold on. All right, here's what we do. You got to ring in, pound your computer screen.
No.
Lift your knee up.
That I can do.
Oh, look at that.
Babe, I was just saying that so I could see your knee.
Chippy got me.
Okay. John Wayne's favorite food was potatoes.
So says you.
Oh, someone doesn't believe me. Where does your doubt come from?
I just think you made up that fact, Chip. I think John Wayne loved potatoes, but his favorite food had to be steaks.
That's probably right.
Incorrect.
Or cigarettes. Really?
No, his favorite food was indeed potatoes. God damn it, Daddy. Your hat's falling off.
Now, how are you going to convince us?
Or do I get demerits?
I think he's got to convince us.
You get demerits. How do I know? His grandson told me on the bus.
You met his grandson on the bus?
Yeah. Guy goes, hey, you got 50 bucks. I'm like, I don't know you. And he goes, John Wayne with my grandfather. And I'm like, well, how do I know it? He goes, because potatoes were his favorite food. I'm like,
oh, wow. You sure it wasn't Gacy? Maybe. Because that could be confusing.
Yeah, I was on a bus in Chicago, and he goes, why don't you come? He's having like a little clown party and whatnot.
Yeah.
Were you a young boy then?
Yes, I was. I was just a youngster. I was like, fut. All right, so you lose that point. You get one demerit.
Okay.
All right, we're going to throw this one to Zia. One time, Mel Gibson fell asleep on the couch.
I mean, I believe that for sure. Maybe more than one time.
You gotta do that.
Oh, sorry. Zia. Thank you, Matt.
Wait, you don't believe it or you do?
I do.
X marks the spot.
Yeah, X marks the spot.
Nope, you should have said, so says you.
Why? He never fell asleep on the couch.
Nope, and how do I know? Because I seen an interview once where he goes, I never slept on the couch.
Never.
That's it.
Yep.
This game sounded a lot more exciting when you described it.
I forgot.
Only 7 hours and 58 more minutes.
We're all going to stay up for that long, right?
Believe me, you see how it challenges the mind. There's an exchange of ideas and friendship.
You learn. We get to learn about Chippa.
And that's about a good game for that. Celebrities. Okay, yeah. How about this one? Right. Ben Vereen was originally supposed to play King George in The King's Speech.
I say, so says you.
It's true.
Come on.
You get a demerit. Ben Vereen, they casted him and they fired him after shooting for 4 months because the queen said that my father didn't look like him. Mm. And then they cast Jeff Firth.
Yeah. He was very good.
I didn't think so. Kept stuttering. I'm like, fuck this shit. What's he saying? Blah, blah, blah. Just fucking say it already.
He had a stutter, a speech impediment.
It would have been perfect for that role.
God damn it. Why would they put him in a movie if he was doing that? All right. How about this? Zia, you ready? No, let me give this one to Matty Iceman.
Oh, okay. I'm ready, Chippa.
Before Gregory Peck was an actor, he was a serial killer.
Well, it might be plausible, but I'm going to think we would have heard something. Somebody would have investigated him. His Oscar would have been taken away. So good. I'm going to say, so says you.
Good deductive
and you
reasoning.
Will lose your demerit because you are correct. He wasn't.
Now, how do you know?
Somebody went up to him and said, can you tell me about the body one more time?
All right, let's do some Columbo.
Some Columbo.
All right, he walks up and he goes, my wife loves your picture. And every time she watched To Kill a Mockingbird, she'd get all creamy down there.
I don't think he said that.
But no, he wasn't. I Googled it. Gregory Peck, serial killer.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't in his Wikipedia of early history of Gregory Pecka.
Being fresh, Comey, but that's why I love you.
I believe he was a soda jerk.
Oh, that ain't nice.
That's what I heard on the Honeymooners. Gregory Peck was a soda jerk.
Who's this guy named Soda?
He was an usher down at the music hall.
I heard that too.
He discovered, yeah. Mr. Fabisham. That's when he was an actor.
Okay, how about this? All right, Zia, you like pop culture.
I do.
Okay. Now, everybody knows that Jeff Reacher is played by Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Reacher?
Yep. Now, originally, the only reason Tom Cruise is playing him is because Gerard Depardieu said no.
I'm going to say, so says you.
And you would be right, my dear. He was never even considered because he's old and fat.
I was going to say he might be a little old for that role.
And
old.
Fat.
And
out of shape. He's an odd looking sort.
Yeah, he is. He has a big, dumb Stonehenge head. I met him once. I screamed that at him.
What did he do?
Well, he was on a red carpet. He kept walking. They asked me to leave. They dragged me out.
Did you still get a photo with him?
Yeah. There's a picture of me being dragged away and waving at him. And you can see my lips. I'm going, Jera! And they'll be the back the of picture. His head. Yeah.
He did what? He did Christopher Columbus, that movie.
And
then it was Green Card. Wasn't that his breakout?
Where he came to America? Yeah, that was like his comedy.
What was Green Tomatoes or something?
Oh, Green Card.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had like a 3-year window.
Yeah, very short time where he was famous.
Yeah. He's in Russia now. He lives in Russia. Yep.
Oh,
boy. Vladimir Putin gave him citizenship because he was going to leave because of the taxes in France or some shit. Balkan. I mean,
I know. X marks the spot.
That's right. You heard that, right?
I did hear that.
That's true. Believe me, my first show was Gerard Depardieu trivia. And I had like 1,200 Gerard Depardieu questions. And they wouldn't, nobody wanted
to. The studio said that's a Depardieu don't.
No, they actually said that's Depardieu do. And we mean shit. They throw me out of the room. Okay. All right, Zia, let me ask you a question because you look so lovely in your plaid outfit.
Thank you.
Wait, go ahead, babe. What?
I was going to say, I was thinking red for Valentine's Day, you know?
That's why
you sort of fits.
That's why you're my favorite. I can't tell where the outfit ends and the chair begins. You look like the magical chair lady from town or something.
The magical chair lady from what?
From town. Imagine my cup. I don't know what to say. You know?
I think he's getting a little confused with Thinner, the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, is this true? Hold on a second. Daddy has like, don't look. Daddy has like, oh, God, that's like coming.
Oh, my God. Okay. No one shows these parts of their lives on podcasts.
Yeah.
You should cover that up.
That's me on the shirt. Okay. Now, is this true? You know who Angela, do you know who Angela Bassett is, babe?
I do. She's an actress, right?
Yeah, marvelous actress.
Don't hound her. Anyway, Chip, you were saying? Angela Bassett.
Okay, I'll do the question.
Oh, no. Was that the question? Oh, no. Of course he would have said that. Oh, Chip, I apologize. I should have known that's where you were going.
Angela Bassett once fell in love with a man named Ted Hound, but didn't marry him because she didn't want him to be Angela Bassett Hound.
That's
good.
Yep, it's true, and it's the same reason she didn't marry Larry Case.
Because she didn't want to be Angela Basket Case.
Damn it. Gotta cut the part out where you.
I'm sorry, Chip.
Stole my question.
Yeah.
Who sent you my questions?
No one said that. I just thought it would be a joke you would appreciate.
Hold on,
and it turns out it was true.
Let's cut that part out. That's the cut thing if I'm ever zipping through. All right, so listen. We'll get back to a couple of questions. Now, do you have any questions for us?
Me?
Matt Eisman always has a little bit of a game with him. Yeah, no?
You know what? No, I was going to say, Chip, what's your advice for people looking to find love on Valentine's Day?
Good question, yeah.
I would say open up your heart and find the person that you love.
Wow. That's really profound, Chip.
Well, what I would do is like I have like a lady friend and I tell her like, you know, you are my friend. And if you ever want to see what a real relationship is like, I'll show you.
Because
that guy you're dating is no good for you.
Yeah.
Play the long game. Do you recommend like being friends with a girl for like 10 years, hoping she's going to break up with her boyfriend to be with you?
Yup. And a lot of times I'll just sit there and kind of swing my legs looking for the signal.
What's the signal?
Chip, I think you got a lot of your your technique from young Jimmy Norton.
Oh, Titty Boy Norton.
This sounds like something Jimmy would have done as a kid.
Oh, Titty Boy Norton, who sat there on the shopping carts when the girl he had a crush on said, "I have a crush on somebody." And stupid Norton said, "Who?" And she goes, "Well, he has glasses." And little Norton's heart went, "Duck, duck, duck." And he goes, "Really?" And she goes, "Yeah, John." And he goes, "Oh, he's a nice guy."
Oh,
yeah.
You thought it was you for a sec, or he thought it was him for a second?
Oh, he thought it was him. She was his dream girl, even though she had a mullet.
That's very sad.
Yeah, Norton fell in love with Joe Dirt when he was 12.
Did he ever try writing secret admirer notes?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a girl... Norton says in air quotes. yesterday, he received in his Instagram, his first girlfriend sent him something that he had written when he was 18.
No way.
He believes it was like a haiku or something. He's not sure.
Do you know it, Chip?
What's haiku Japanese for fucking embarrassing?
No, it's what you say when you see Esther. This is what it is. It came in through an Instagram message yesterday. At the top line, it says laughter. And then under that, it says uncontrolled, comma, free.
I thought it said laughter, and under it said, none of which you will read in this letter.
No, it's a short little four or five lines, but it's shaped almost like a diamond, like a haiku. Mm-hmm.
So laughter.
And underneath it says uncontrolled, free.
Wow.
And then under that it says, wait. I don't know what that says. Granny's milling. I don't know.
Granny's.
I can't read it. GR or Gunny's. I can't. Can't read it. There's just something.
And
something.
Then does it say anything else after that?
Yeah,
it
says contorting. And under that, triumph, rejoice. Emotions, lament. And then under that, it says shaking, wandering, tearing. And then under that, it says sentence.
Well, those are just words.
I know they are. You know what it should have said? Bullet and palette.
Oh, my God. It sounds God. Like
the boy who wrote that, though, had a big heart. He just didn't know how to express it.
That's true. He did have a big heart and a big mouth that he loves to shove peckers in.
Oh, big heart, tiny little brain.
Big heart, tiny brain, average genitals, and boogie-filled finger.
Oh, well, that's cute. I'm wondering what the GR thing
is. I'm dying to know.
It looks like
Granny Mills. Did she say anything when she sent it to you?
No, he wrote her back, but she's in another country, so she didn't get back to him yet. It looks like
General Mills? Cereal reference?
Grimmies.
Did she leave the country right after receiving this?
No, I got it. I know what it says.
Oh.
I got it. All right, cool.
All right, what is it?
Huh?
What is it? What is the GR thing?
Oh, you want to hear it? Oh.
Yes, we do.
Okay, first one, laughter, and then on uncontrolled, free, and then under that, grinning, smiling.
Oh, recording. Grinning, smiling.
That makes sense.
So you wanted to show yourself as a happy person, a fun person.
On top of the emotions of sadness.
So that was like, so it's shaped like a diamond. So laughter and everything and happiness and stuff is at the top of the pyramid. And underneath are all the kind of.
The emotions, turmoil, the set. Yeah. I wanted to show her that I was deep. Deep. Why am I saying I?
I wish you were deep 6 feet. That'd suffice.
Yeah. stupid feet sticking out. Little shell toe Adidas. Look at my fat laces, babe. Suck my pecker. Embarrassment.
Did it work out for him?
You know, it's funny. You should ask, babe. Now, don't get all jelly. But she is the first guy that Jim
She's
ever...
She's the first guy? I swear you just said that.
Yes, I did. But I'll tell you why. A, because it's a Freudian slip and Norton is a fruit. But honestly... She was definitely not the first guy. She was the first girl that Norton ever had sex with. And I was thinking, and then she started banging one of his friends.
Oh, they always do that.
Yeah.
That's not very
especially
nice.
Back then. It was a very heartbreaking time, your early 30s.
No, I was younger.
Oh, okay, Chip.
So wait,
sorry.
This letter worked. This haiku worked.
It might have been when I tried to get her back. Cut that part when he.
When Jim tried to get her back.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I would have wrote her a letter and said, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. You take me or leave me. I don't care.
Yep. Right. I've said that before. What are you drinking? What's that? He asks ironically.
Oh, it's a little Shiraz from the great country of Australia.
I like him. He's a good comedian, a friend of mine, too.
Sherrod. It's not Sherrod. It's Shiraz, a wine from from the Adbag, Australia. Hey. Shiraz. Hey.
Now, you ever been to Australia, Matty?
I have. Yeah. I've been to Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. I'm a big fan. Big fan of Down Under.
Let me ask you a question. Did you do the Sydney Harbour Bridge Walk?
No, I did the Sydney Tower.
What's the Sydney Tower? Well, who is she? You know,
it's the tallest building in Sydney. I think it's like 150 meters, something like that.
How much is a meter? I don't know. I mean, I called it, but I didn't meet it. You know,
how it's like big almost 500 feet, I think.
All right, that's probably 40 something stories. He says in a guessing format.
I think around that, yeah. So you get to see the bridge and see Sydney Harbor from
I was scared as a mug. I was up on top of that bridge and I was looking down at all the cars underneath and I was scared as a mug.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Nothing to be scared of.
I mean, I made sure everybody it's built laugh.
Properly.
No, but I was like, you're tethered to it and you're walking way over the top of the span.
Oh.
That's impressive, though. You got out of your comfort zone, Chippa.
Yeah, but I kept going, hey, it's nice to be on a bridge, said the dentist. You know, I just kept repeating that.
Jokes about a bridge, like bridge work.
Yeah, like, hey, where's Sydney and why are we on his bridge? You know, I kept, boom, I was firing him out.
What are we playing cards up here? You know, bridge?
Oh, that would have been a good one.
God, yeah, what is this, like a little piece of music that gets you from the chorus to the verse?
You got to go back now just for that joke.
Yeah,
you're walking on the bridge and you're like, oh, the suspense.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There you go. I could have said that, but I didn't.
I don't know if it's a suspension bridge, though.
I don't know either. That's
it didn't matter. There's no reason to yell at her. She's doing the she's a nice girl. I'm sorry.
Wow, what a good friend Chip is.
Yeah.
What a good friend, Zia.
Yeah, Chip is such a great I do talk to him when I'm having like relationship troubles and
you
stuff.
You ever need to talk?
Yeah. The first one I turn to.
You ever need to talk?
Imagine a heart-to-heart talk with Chip. What are you getting out of that?
Such good advice.
Good advice.
Great advice. Yeah.
Babe, seriously, all kidding aside, I give good advice. Tell me your trouble. This is how I'd set it up. You and me were sitting down. You know, I light a candle just because that's people are more comfortable communicating. And I would say, babe, dollar for your troubles.
What if I was like, well, you know, my boyfriend really, I feel like he doesn't really listen to me, you know?
Why? You go, what? He must be crazy.
What? I wasn't, what? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, sorry, I got my iPad on, you know. No, wait, I fucked up. Hold on.
I was looking at Twitter.
I got my iPad on, but that would be silly.
That doesn't, yeah.
God damn it. But okay, so you say he doesn't listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, he don't know what he's got. He's crazy. What kind of guy wouldn't listen to you? Boy, he should be lucky to have you talking near him.
See, so such good reassurance and advice.
You the only reason I'm cringing so much is because I know I've done this in my past.
Like
I could get her by being the good guy. And
listen,
the,
let me give you this mixtape with some Air Supply and Barry Manilow to show you how I feel about you.
Not realizing she wanted the piece of shit guy. Like that's what, you know, you
mixtape. Mixtape is right, though. Matty Iceman understands. I've given a few mixtapes in my day.
Yeah.
And yeah, they usually have like Venom and stuff like that. And I'll be like, listen to the third song. I cut myself to it.
Would you put any SFPs on there?
Nah, because then all of a sudden she's just going to see me as a celebrity.
Yeah.
And not just as Lyle.
You thought this through, Chippa.
Yeah, like I don't want to be seen as larger than life. Hold off, Norton keeps eating, you know. so, babe, let me give you another piece of advice. I'm feeling like a flow.
This is
a vibe.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
It's a tug of war between two hearts. Oh, if you were talking to me for advice as your friend.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. I was waiting for the next piece of advice. Okay, let's see.
Like I'm just hanging, I'm chilling. I'm like, hey, babe, as you drink, you know, let's have a soda.
Let's see. What else do people complain about in relationships?
Yeah, what's up, babe? How's the relationship?
He never, you know, he just doesn't ever like take me anywhere. Mm. He doesn't take me on dates.
Crazy? Oh, he doesn't understand what he's got in front of him. God, a guy like that should realize how lucky he is. I'd take you on trips.
This isn't advice.
It's very reassuring, though. You know, like
no, it's just trying to pander to you to get your attention and maybe
you got
to
tell him
interest.
Here's my advice. I would say, hey, I need to go on a trip, or I'm going to go with a friend who appreciates me.
Are you going to be that friendship?
Oh. Where would you want to go?
How about France?
Oh.
We.
I see England. I see France.
Oh, yeah. That's the underpants. Well, that's a little salty, but it's
that's
cute.
A good one. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, we're just friends, right? But we could go to like Venice or something and sit in one of the boats and talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Could you imagine? Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, just two friends experience it like kind of like the Soprano wives.
Right. When they went
how romantic are you, Chippa? Like taking her to the most romantic city on earth? On a boat ride?
We're just friends. We're just friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if your heart begins to change, who's to say?
Mm. I mean, Chip, you've already got the fedora and everything, too. This is shaping up really nicely.
What about hotel accommodations?
Mm-hmm. You would be totally, I would respect your space. Like, I would stay on my half of the bed. You stay on your half of the bed.
For sure.
And there's a fold-out couch, even. And if you said to me, Chip, get on there, even though I got a really bad back and it would hurt a lot, and I'd probably be screaming throughout the evening, I would do it if that made you more comfortable.
Right.
Or we could do the thing where, you know, we just have two different blankets, you know, like you have one blanket and I have another blanket. Mm. So we're not under the same blanket, you know, because then that's like friends do that, right?
Like two burritos in a bag.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes I did that one time and I just couldn't resist because I broke a little wind and I had to lift my blanket and poof it. So it went over.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does that happen when you're sleeping a lot, Chip?
It does a lot because someone told me, quit eating ice cream and drinking milk before you go to bed, Lyle.
A lot of dairy. Yeah,
I'm very lactose intolerant. I don't even know I'm doing it. I'll be in mid-kiss and all of a sudden you hear,
oh, Jesus.
One of them little hot jokers.
Yeah.
Joke. All right, listen, before we get out of here, because believe me, I can sense the inmates are running the asylum, says Chippa. Couple more questions here. Oh, this one.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Okay. So says you or X marks the spot. Elvis's favorite show was Bowling for Dollars.
I'm going to say X marks the spot.
Well, then you would receive a demerit.
Oh, damn it.
He used to tug his peck at a dinosaur.
Yeah, what was the, wasn't she in Jurassic Park?
No, no, no. Snooki used to live on her. You ever seen Smokey and the Bandit?
I heard about it, but never actually saw it. I saw pieces of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I heard, yeah.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Jerry Reed.
No, it's me. I just said that.
Oh, no, I know, but Jerry Reed sings the song in the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My mother used to cover my ears during the salty language. Babe, you ever see it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
What? That's when I missed.
Oh, come over. We could sit and watch it.
Dude, we'll that's what friends. I was going to say. Don't listen to it. He's only going to try to smooch with you. I'm not a C-blocker.
Yeah.
Come over. I got an Afghan. We'll eat a little bit of popcorn. Have some laughs.
Popcorn? What kind of popcorn?
What do you like? I'll get it.
Kettle corn?
Fucking hate kettle corn. I fucking hate it.
Kettle chips. Anything with kettle.
Fucking piece of shit kettle corn. Ooh, it's sweet corn. Kettle corn can eat
I like
my
a good
pecker.
Caramel corn, like Cracker Jacks.
Good, yeah.
Me too.
That's good stuff.
Crunch and Munch.
Crunch and Munch. Remember Screaming Yellow Zonkers?
What was that?
What were those?
Oh, right. I think I just checked in as the geriatric son of a bitch that I
Movie popcorn. Movie popcorn with a ton of butter on it. That is what I miss. I miss going to the theaters and having that right now.
Oh, you cut the bottom out of the container. You put it in.
No, you do that right. And then you do it before you get all your popcorns on the floor and you leave a little trail so you can make it back.
You got to wait till you're in your seat next to your date. Mm. And then she'll reach over and grab some popcorn. And well, there's a surprise.
I misunderstood. Because one time the guy gave me the bucket and he goes, want me to fill this up? And I punched it out and I handed it back to him and I'm like, fill it up.
And it just was an empty thing of popcorn with a mess on the floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, have you ever thought about, since like it's Valentine's Day and stuff, have you ever thought about doing like the dating apps, Bumble or Tinder, any of those
things? Yeah. I'm trying. It's going slow.
Have you met
I don't anyone? Think I have Chip's game. I don't. Honestly, Chip, that's what so I'm on the dating apps, whatever.
Me too.
But how do I meet someone, Chip, in public? Because I get a little shy about my opening line. I don't have a good opening line, Chip. I would love to have one if I saw a girl I was interested in just out in public being like, what do I say?
I would pull down, I would wear my mask, right? Because I am responsible. And I would walk over and I would say to her, if I pull down my mask, then will you see me?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Would that work, Matt?
I said, do not look at this thing on my face.
You're the one I'd be saying it to.
Right.
I think so, because immediately you're like, oh, that guy's really deep. He's probably really sensitive and understanding.
If I pull down my mask, then will you see me? Because this thing on my face is a covering. The mask is what I wear for the rest of the day.
Oh God. Wow. So his face is the mask, man.
Yeah.
Oh God. As deep
that's better than laughter, grinning, smiling.
Laughter, grinning, smiling, contortion, pain.
Contortion, pain.
Yeah.
Sounds like when Spock's doing a mind melt. Laughing, contortion, pain. Yeah. Just blurting words out.
So cold.
It sounds like clues to the $25,000 pyramid.
Yes.
Laughing, contortion, pain.
And the question is, things an asshole says. Norton's picture shows up. Okay, one more question here. This is a good one.
All right.
All right. They're remaking Clockwork Orange with the cast of Big Bang Theory.
Oh, God, I hope not.
So says you.
Ah, somebody won. Somebody won. You're right. But how funny would it be if they did that? They'd have to call it like Clockwork Universe or something.
Clockwork Orgy.
That's vulgar, babe. I don't like that.
Sorry, Chip. Sorry.
Keep it clean.
I think that might actually already be a movie.
It probably is. Yeah. She says like she hasn't watched it 250 million times.
No, if it's funny, it would be like Clockwork Bananas or something.
Yeah, Clockwork Nerds.
Yeah. Hey, me droogies. And then they just go and go on the computer for a while.
Yeah, and then they sit there and talk about like, you know, Big Bang or something like that.
But they would definitely be able to do better marketing, like Tropicana, Clockwork Orange Juice.
Oh, yeah. Always looking at the marketing side.
You know what? Very smart.
Orange Juice.
Dude, you should let me come on your rescue show. I'll help narrate it. I'll keep in my own personal experiences. I'll tell you what they, like if I seen cops chasing a perpa, I'll be like, yo, look at them chasing the perpa. They should right now be careful because they got to look out because he might go around a corner, get a helicopter. I help you out, man. So if you got to go to
Chip,
the bathroom.
I would love it, but I feel like my show is too small for you. I feel like you need a much bigger forum to share your wisdom and stories with the people.
I mean, I have stories about everything. I mean, like, you know, ambulance drivers and all that. Like, I knew a girl who was an ambulance driver. And my friend used to sell her meth. And eventually she flipped the ambulance over. She's dead now. But I can still tell you that story. It's a terrible story.
Yeah,
terrible
it was in Melba, was it?
No. Julie Burgermeister.
Burgermeister.
Julie Burgermeister. What are you drinking? Don't get fucking suited on this show. What are you drinking? He says.
Water with electrolytes.
Oh, water.
I had mouth surgery. I'm not supposed to laugh. So that's why I look like I'm palsy.
What happened? Did you get hurt? What happened?
My gums. I have old man gums. So I had to.
Oh, did they go in and give them a good cleaning? That's what they do.
Yes, they did. They're good clean boys.
They numb it and they go under the gums and they clean it.
Yeah, awful.
Like they Wrigley do your whole Steeman? Mouth.
Or Bubla.
That's a good one. Yes, Bubla.
And you said you had to get stitches.
Yeah, they graft. They took some tissue off the roof of my mouth and put it on my gums.
They did it that way because sometimes they use a cadaver's.
Yeah,
gums.
They're like you get better results with it from the roof of your mouth. It's just it's a lot more painful. So
it sounds.
You know, but I'm really tough. I never complain or make a big deal out of these things or act like I'm in pain and suffering and need sympathy.
I can't imagine
which is working really well in the data.
One bowl of Captain Crunch in the roof of my mouth hurts. I can't imagine them gouging a piece out of it to a user.
It was miserable.
That's gotta be better than a dead guy's gums in your mouth.
That's though. A little creepy.
Yeah, because God knows who knows what he liked before, you know.
That's true.
All of a sudden you walk by the hot dog aisle.
Yeah. Your gum is screaming. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I love one of them. So let me ask you something. When did you have your surgery?
It was like now. Yes, it's Valentine's Day. So probably 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. And it's still sore. Huh? When is the tenderness going to ease up?
I don't know. I think I feel pain more than most people. So, you know, I carry it with me. It's like a burden. But
you have a need to talk.
Yeah. Oh, God. Z is available.
Yeah. No, wait. Whoa. No, that's not what I was saying.
I'm sorry. Chip.
I don't want to hook the two of them up. Believe me, I don't need the doctor competing with me.
I don't think anyone can compete with what I've heard from Chip in terms of your heart, your words, and your ability to be vulnerable.
Yeah, true.
Hell, your first dates. I don't know if you'd go for this, but a lot of times if I'm on a first date, I hold the girl's chin and I'll say to her, "Don't hurt me because I've been hurt before." Let a tear come down.
Girls love that, Chip. Right there, that's when your heart just melts and you're like, I want to save this boy. I want to protect him.
First date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time sure have changed.
I've been hurt before.
I thought women wanted, you know, a little more of a guy that was kind of in control, a little stronger, well, a little more in control of his emotions.
That's the thing, though. Chip has that hard edge, too. You know, so you get both. Yeah. I mean, look at his background.
Yeah. If you need a bad boy,
every rocker has his soft side.
That's right. Yeah. I could be a bad boy on a
first
date.
It's like a love ballad, like a rock
monster
ballad.
Ballads.
Monster depends ballad.
Depends on the vibe. You know, I've been on dates before and like I don't show that side yet. Like I'll tell a girl, like, you see, you don't understand. I'm complicated. Like, yeah, like you look at me and you see sensitivity, but I can fucking kill if I have to.
Wow. That might be a little frightening to a new prospect.
Yeah, see, I know.
You need a guy though that can protect you. It's scary being a girl, especially if you're a small girl. You gotta be really careful out there. You need someone that can protect you.
That's why I did great big frat girls.
Yeah. Believe me, I fucked Frederica Bimble a couple 14. times.
Oh no.
Now you got to be careful of what story, because I told the dangerous story. I thought the girl would get a kick out of it, but it just
I want to hear this story now, Chippa.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I told her one time, I said, I was this. I said, I'll kill if I have to. And she goes, when have you ever killed? I said, well, one time I was at my grandmother's house and she had this bird and it kept making all kinds of noise and whatnot. So I opened up the cage and I punched it real hard.
Did you punch the bird?
No.
I punched my grandmother's bird to death. I thought she would be turned on. She just started crying at the table and she left.
Is that number three?
No. Because I told her, like, I thought, like, her eyes were open. I thought, like, she was getting turned on. So I told her the whole story how I punched her as hard as I could. And my knuckles actually felt the metal and the feathers at the back.
I think maybe Chip shouldn't be allowed around animals anymore.
I love animals, babe, but the bird was making all kinds of noise.
That's what they do.
I didn't know that. I thought it was being disrespectful.
Was it a parrot? Was it saying stuff to you?
What? I don't know what it was. No, parrots are big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is like this big.
No, that's like a parakeet.
Yeah. Fut. And I was like, I can't handle it anymore.
All right.
You so killed
sad. Matt. I'll cut that part out. We don't need that because all of a sudden the bird people are going to start yelling at me like,
oh, yelling. Yeah. PETA.
Pumpkin eater. I mean, I can't help it. My mind.
Constant.
Like a train.
Stream of consciousness. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do, man. I just kind of let it all. I'm a conduit. Sometimes I can't do it.
That's a good one.
Chipperson. All right, listen. Now, Matt, your show. I was watching it one Friday, and I'm like, that's fucking Matt's show, and I really liked it. But damn it, Matt, it's a good show.
Thanks, buddy.
What's it called?
That.
You're a Rescue good narrator, camp. But you don't talk too much. Talk a little, you set it up. Boom, let's go back to Louisiana and see what's happening with that. Boom, let's go over here and see what's happening with that. Boom, let's go back to Miami. Boom, boom, boom. Fucking boom. Show moves.
I like that. Live Rescue. It's on hiatus. So right now, Rescue Cam's on Friday nights, which is the clip show, nonstop action, similar to a court cam show, but it's first responders saving.
Oh, yeah. Those are great, man. People like seeing what people are doing out there.
Yeah. Those are great shows.
Most of them have a happy ending.
When is it on? Friday nights? What time?
Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on A&E.
How long is it?
Half an hour. We have two episodes every night, so you get an hour of Rescue Cam.
And now, Anthony, everybody can check you out at Compound Media. I heard your show was very good with Geno and with Aaron and with Jeff Jameson. I heard you guys went down and you did Atlantic City.
Atlantic City. We're doing a club in Pennsylvania. And we'll be doing Boston and Cleveland. We're doing all these comedians of the Compound shows all over the country because, you know, people want to laugh. They want to get out and have some fun, go to club and you know, have some lofts.
And you're smart. Do the ones where you don't have to fly this way. Fucking save a little bit of fucking cake.
Oh, don't. No. I'm not driving to Cleveland. I'll fly to Cleveland.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Austin, Texas, we're doing one down there.
You're going to do one in Philly?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Eventually. We're doing one in Pennsylvania, but it's not in Philly.
Yeah.
Coming up. So yeah, a lot of fun. And then of course all the shows, Aaron and Gino just did their 600th show on the network. The other day, last Thursday, I believe. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun over there.
That's good. And how's Dave Landau?
Dave is great. He's been doing on the road doing comedy. And of course, my co-host, which he does that job very well. Very funny.
Are you guys not in the same room together?
No, we are. Sometimes, though, he's out on the road or in another state. But for the most part, he's in studio with me in New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, when you go down to Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah.
You ought to try to do fucking Jerry Rogan's show.
Joe Rogan. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we're working that out so I could do Jerry Rogan's show.
Now, trust me, he wants his ratings to go up. He keeps saying to me, come down.
He's hurt. He doesn't have any listeners or viewers, of course.
He says, come on, sit in the place and we'll tell a few story. I'm like, I'm fucking busy. What am I going to do?
The tears to come out of my eyes. I can't do it.
And Zia with your outfit. Where can everybody find you? Like, let's just say people go to Zia's really something else. She's really tomorrow's tomatoes, not yesterday's tomatoes. Uh-huh.
Where can I see you?
I have a new show on my Twitch channel where we watch clips and we call it Zia Next Tuesday. And then I get it.
It sounds like almost like see you next Tuesday. And you don't want those letters. That's vulgar.
Yeah, no, but
that almost sounds like Zunt.
That's what it is.
Wasn't it the music player from Microsoft?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's right.
Did they really name it that? Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's not old enough to remember the Zune. Oh, my God.
Zune, yeah.
So let me ask you, babe, who's this we?
It's just me and the people who watch my channel, the Twitch channel.
You don't have a co-host or something.
No co-host. It's just me on that.
Okay.
And then I do have a co-host on. So that's twitch.tv/Zealand if you want to check that out. I stream Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays and Sundays. Okay. And then it's Eric Nagel. I do have a co-host on that. So it's Eric and Gittles, and that's anywhere you can find podcasts. And then if you want to follow me on social media, it's @Zia_Land.
And Z is with an X. Don't start putting a Z, you bunch of dumb fucks.
Oh, God.
Because who would spell Zia with a Z? Jeez.
Yeah.
It sounds like an X, believe me. So how is he, Rock, before we go? How is he?
He's good. I did the show just before this.
Why isn't he on this program more? What's this whole friction thing?
I don't know. Friction.
I love little son of a bitch.
Well, when you're that big, there's a lot of friction.
I mean, all kidding aside, let's be honest. We're talking fucking neutron star. But I didn't want to say. But tell him I want him on.
I will.
I wouldn't hurt one hair on his fucking head.
What about a lot of hairs?
Maybe I would with my bumper, you know. All right. Anyways, Zia, everyone loves you. You're great. Matty Eisman, always Chippa. A pleasure.
Hey, buddy, thanks for coming on.
Yes.
Thanks for making me laugh.
Anthony, you are, I was going to say the glue, but I don't want to say that.
No, that's fine.
You are the bile that holds the show together.
The bile, the stinking brown bile that holds the show together. I take that as a compliment from you, Chip. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. By the way, if you want your Chipperson ringtones, go to chipchipperson.com and grab up some merchandise.
Those are good.
And get yourself a cameo. Anyway. Thank you, guys. Everybody knows how we close. Let's count down.
Oh, boy.
Zia, give Daddy a number.
Please. I just want to be so evil. I'm not going to do it, though. We'll do 11.
11. 10, 9, 8, and a 7, and a 6, and a 5.
Whoa!
4, 3, 2, 3, and then 2. And after 2 comes 1.
1.
Chippy-pie-yay
for the muckers.
You guys been the best.
Thank you, Chip.
Matt.
Thanks, Chip.
Anthony.
Maddie,
Zia.
Good seeing you.
Thank
good
you, guys.
Good seeing you, Mr. C.
Thank you all.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, don't get too happy now. All right. Righto. Goodbye, y'all.